Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. We have got some breaking news, and it is news that we are going to put out there right now before pretty much anyone else has even talked about this. And that is a massive conflict of interest now being exposed in the Hunter Biden investigation. Please make sure you share our podcast so that other people can hear this, because the media is running from this story. There is a guy named Nicholas McQuaid. Nicholas McQuaid is an attorney. He is the head of the Department of Justice's criminal division. This is the guy that is overseeing the Hunter Biden investigation. Well, guess where Nicholas McQuaid used to work? He previously worked with Hunter Biden's defense attorney. That's right. The guy who's the head of the DOJ's criminal division looking into Hunter Biden used to be partner with Hunter Biden's actual defense attorney now that is supposed to be protecting Hunter Biden from going to jail. Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley has now called for the recusal after he is whistleblown on this Department of Justice official in the investigation of Hunter Biden's taxes. Now, before I let you hear what Senator Grassley has to say, I want to say thank you to our good friends over at Legacy Precious Metals for bringing you today's show. And you know what's going on with the economy. And if you are not divested to protect your hard-earned dollars right now with what's going on with our economy and what's going on Wall Street, then it's time for you to see if gold and silver, precious metals, are right for your financial portfolio. If you've been investing in gold and silver, you've been able to protect your hard-earned dollars. Well, there's been a massive nosedive on Wall Street. And you can actually call and get the free investor's guide from Legacy Precious Metals, and they'll take a look over your financial portfolio. Why do people invest in gold and silver? Specifically to hedge against inflation, which is what we're dealing with right now, and to protect assets when there's a volatile market. So call Legacy Precious Metals. They have over 40 years of experience. I personally use them for gold and silver. Get their free investor's guide. 1-866-751-2222. 1-866-751-2218. That's 1-866-751-2218. Or online at Legacy PM Investments. That's legacypminvestments.com. Now, Hunter Biden's tax case is obviously a big investigation because it has direct ties to his brother and direct ties to his father, who's the president of the United States of America. And the Iowa senator, Chuck Grassley, has now blown the whistle and is now calling for this recusal of this Justice Department official. Because as he put it, how is it possible that the guy whose business partner, his former associate, is now defending Hunter Biden, could be impartial as he heads the DOJ's Criminal Investigation Division? He has direct connections to Hunter Biden's defense attorney, which would be a massive conflict of interest. Now, the other thing that's very interesting here is there are a lot of states, in fact, virtually every state in America, where you could have prosecuted Hunter Biden. Why do they pick Delaware? Initially, people thought, well, it's just because it's their home state. It makes sense, right? It would show some credibility in the investigation. Maybe not, is also what Senator Chuck Grassley is saying. Take a listen to what he had to say earlier on Fox.
Had 49 other choices in this federal grand jury wound up in Delaware. Why?
Well, I presume because of the home of the Bidens. Number two, that gives some credibility to this investigation, that it might be unbiased, at least at the U.S. attorney's level, is the fact that this U.S. attorney was appointed by President Trump and could have been fired January 20th a year ago, but was kept on because of this investigation. So that continuity is pretty important. But going way back to the beginning of this administration and the appointment of a guy by McQuaid to be head of the criminal division of the Department of Justice, and knowing of the relationships with McQuaid, with the defense attorney for Hunter Biden.
By the way, everybody that's involved in this at the DOJ would know this is a massive conflict of interest. Right? Everybody would understand that you can't do this. This is a massive transparency issue. How on earth could you expect a guy who used to work with a defense attorney for Hunter Biden to actually really go after one of his good friend's clients who happens to be the president of the United States of America's son? Like, if there's anywhere this shouldn't happen, it would be in this scenario. You've got his finances have been under federal investigation since 2018. Some people were saying, what took so long? What's taking so long, right? Well, of course, they didn't want to come down on him right before the election because we had to make sure that Joe Biden actually got elected, right? That's number one. And number two, that's the reason why Hunter Biden came out with a statement after the election. Well, I just want to let you know, I'm under investigation, have been for a while, thought you should know. Right. Separate yourself somehow from the White House. Separate yourself from your dad. And then the dad continues to come out and continues to lie. Don't forget that he's never talked to his son about his business dealings. We found out we know that's a lie. We know it's a lie on so many different levels. But the main reason why we know it is a lie is because he wrote an $800,000 check to cover his son's legal bills for business, not for what we're dealing with now, not when he's in trouble, just straight up. For business, just generic business. Now, why would you write a check for $800,000 on behalf of your son if your son's getting you paid? We know from the emails, it's very clear. The son has been getting paid or has been paying his dad. That's a better way of putting it. That's obvious. We know that. So everybody involved knew this. Everybody involved understood it. Everybody involved knows the conflict of interest. And yet, since for years now, this conflict of interest has been going on. My question is, has he been tipping the hand of Hunter Biden's lawyer? Has he been telling them what could be coming down the pipeline and how to prepare? These are all questions that should be asked, which goes back to the conflict of interest. Listen to Grassley on the second part.
This is the question of a violation of ethics that anybody that's involved with somebody that's in potentially coming under your jurisdiction.
See, I can understand that. Yeah, let me try and let me just reconstruct this a little bit. What Garland said, the AG, he said that with David Weiss in charge, he's a Trump appointee, as you just pointed out, which seemed to suggest that you should have confidence in the investigation. Is that satisfactory?
Well,
and by the way, this is a good question. They're saying, well, hold on a second. David Weiss is a guy that was appointed by Trump, right? So you should have confidence. That's what the left's going to say. There's still a conflict of interest. Listen.
From the standpoint of that statement by itself, the answer is yes. But getting back to what I was trying to tell you, McQuaid, head of the criminal division of the Justice Department, oversees these investigations. And if he and possible prosecution. So if he is a former business relationship with the defense attorney for Hunter Biden, it seems to me that that raises the question of possible conflict of interest. And even under the rules of the Justice Department, even if there's just an appearance of a conflict of interest, there shouldn't be an appearance of conflict of interest. So McQuaid should recuse himself from overseeing this case that's going on.
Okay, very simple. Even if there's the appearance of this happening, of a conflict of interest, McQuaid is the head of the criminal division of the Justice Department overseeing these investigations and possible prosecution. So if he has a former business relationship with a defense attorney for Hunter Biden, quote, it seems to me that that raises the question of possible conflict of interest. And even under the rules of the Justice Department, even if there's an appearance of a conflict of interest, there shouldn't be an appearance of conflict of interest. So McQuaid should recuse himself from overseeing this case that's going on in Delaware. And he should have immediately come out and said, hey, guys, I got to recuse myself. There is no way that I should be involved in this because I had a former business relationship with Hunter Biden's defense attorney. There's no way that I'm not going to look biased here or to the possibility of looking biased. So I need people to really just let me get out of this one, and you guys need to look at it differently.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
Every week, we'll pick a new song from the list and talk about their placement on the revamped 2021 list.
We'll also have guests join us, ranging from the artists themselves to the producers, or simply other writers like ourselves who voted on them.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern-day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside and Britney Spears' Baby One More Time.
There's so many fascinating stories that have been forgotten, like Midnight Train to Georgia starting with a phone call to Farrah Fawcett, or how the Yeah Yeah Yeahs inspired Kelly Clarkson's banger Since You've Been Gone and Beyoncé's Hold Up. Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2 of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni, I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Now, there are also new allegations that are coming out right now that deal with Hunter Biden. There's a new report out that says that Hunter Biden's lawyer actually flew to Serbia and infiltrated and spied on my son Hunter movie set. That's right. Hunter Biden's lawyer, Kevin Morris, apparently flew to Serbia, infiltrated and spied on the My Son Hunter movie set, the Daily Mail, is now reporting. That's going to a lot of extremes to pull that off, isn't it? If you really think about it. The Daily Mail in this exclusive says Hunter Biden's lawyer, who paid off $2 million of his overdue taxes, flew to Serbia to spy on this movie set, the set of My Son Hunter movie, and interviewed cast and crew under false disguise. The lawyer, the same lawyer who rescued Hunter Biden by paying his more than $2 million in overdue taxes, flew on a private jet to Serbia in order to infiltrate and spy on the movie set for My Son Hunter. The Daily Mail can exclusively reveal. Kevin Morris, that Hollywood attorney and producer who works with, among others, the South Park creator and comedian Chris Rock, said he was in Serbia, quote unquote, to film interviews with My Son Hunter producers as part of a documentary about Hunter Biden's corruption. In several emails and conversations with film producers, Morris failed to disclose that he is representing and working on the legal as well as the media strategy for President Joe Biden's son. Now that I know of his representation of Hunter Biden, his questions while they were filming suddenly make a lot of sense. I thought he was just making a documentary, but now it appears he was deceptively spying for his client Hunter Biden, the producer of the film has now said. Morris claimed that he was retired from law and was working with two colleagues who he said were production crew on a documentary exposing Hunter's corruption. That's obviously not true. When asked if the interest in the film had to do with politics of the matter, Morris said, well, of course it is, but corruption is corruption, according to an audio conversation that's also been obtained by DailyMail.com. Now, the three supposed documentary filmmakers, under his false disguise, were given full access to My Son Hunter's set over the course of several days. They conducted interviews with producers and actors for the film and taping hours of footage for Morris's, quote, documentary. Morris footed the more than $2 million overdue tax bill facing Hunter Biden, according to the New York Post. The entertainment attorney has also helped fund Hunter's lavish lifestyle, including covering rent and other expenses and assisting in selling his artwork so he can keep some bills paid. The payoff of overdue taxes is to help Hunter Biden avoid a prison sentence for tax avoidance. The founder of entertainment law firm Morris, Yorn, Barnes, and Levine, who later won a Tony Award for co-producing the hit musical The Book of Mormon, has not publicly announced a relationship with President Joe Biden's son, even though we know how tight they are. A CBS News report noted that Biden's criminal attorney, Christopher Clark, said that Morris is serving as an attorney and a trusted advisor to Hunter Biden. Morris also told a CBS reporter that the Hollywood lawyer is crafting a legal and, quote, media strategy for Hunter. Morris is 58 years old. He earned his fortunes negotiating several licensing deals worth hundreds of millions of dollars for Matt Stone and Trey Parker, the creator of the satirical cartoon South Park, Well, his entertainment law firm has represented the likes of Matthew McConaughey, Chris Rock, Ellen DeGeneres, and Scarlett Johansson. Morris is also a published author, having released a collection of short stories entitled White Man's Problems in 2015, followed by a novel entitled All Joe Knight in 2016. Irish filmmaker and married couple McAller and Anne are hoping the biopic My Son Hunter will shed light on the shady business dealings and partying lifestyle of Hunter Biden, claiming the issue has been vastly underreported in mainstream media. That's why they're now making this movie. The cast and crew went to Serbia for filming. According to My Son Hunter producers, Morris implied that his documentary further exposed corruption surrounding the First Family and was being produced by the same company for the South Park adult animation television series. So he was trading off of his old business dealings and lying to them about the context of why he was there, which was clearly to spy. Morris is the legal brain behind the South Park team. He recently helped land them a $900 million streaming deal with MTV Entertainment Studios, which is owned by Paramount. He told McElter that he retired from being a lawyer after negotiating the massive deal for South Park when he was spying on behalf of the Biden crime family. But recent reports and a confirmation from Morris's own law firm confirm that he is not retired from law and instead is actually crafting one of the biggest legal and media strategies for any political person ever on behalf of Hunter Biden and obviously Joe Biden. A CBS report claims Morris is conducting a, quote, forensic analysis and investigation into what happened to Hunter Biden's laptop, including how the device became public. We already know how it became public, but whatever, keep doing your thing. Several media outlets denied the authenticity of the laptop belonging to Hunter Biden that became the center of a scandal involving the president's son, including drug use and foreign business dealings right before the election, because we got to make sure that, you know, Joe Biden got elected. Back to the filmmakers, they claim that Morris was particularly interested in the contents of the movie, including what sources they had for their information and what they knew about how Hunter's laptop came into the hands of the media. Questions were asked during formal sit-down interviews, but also during dinners and in more casual settings. Now, the producers of the film fear that the supposed film crew, quote-unquote, was recording off-the-record conversations. They seem to never switch the camera off. Now I know why, he stated. This was an information-gathering exercise by a lawyer and his associates for their client. My Son Hunter is currently in post-production. The film was directed by a veteran Hollywood actor, Robert Davi, and stars a British actor, Lawrence Fox, playing Hunter. John James as Joe Biden is also in the film. So if you want to know how scumbaggy Hunter Biden's team is, they will lie to you to get on your movie set so they can spy on your movie set. And this is the same lawyer who paid off the $2 million of his overdue taxes that flew on a private plane, which isn't cheap, all the way to Serbia with his colleagues to then spy on them. And these are the people you're supposed to be trusting that are running the United States government right now. This is the Biden crime family at work. I guess this is how they do it. This is apparently how they operate. Now, you have to also understand, and now we understand even more, why the Biden administration has decided to move forward with their disinformation czar, right? The diva, Nina Jankowicz. She actually spread, just so you know, the Alpha Bank hoax before the 2016 election. That's right. The same woman who is head of the Department of Homeland Security's new Disinformation Governments Board spread misinformation, proudly spread that Donald Trump had a relationship with a Russian Alpha Bank that is actually currently at the heart of the special counsel John Durham's prosecution of a Hillary Clinton campaign lawyer. Check out this tweet. On November the 1st, 2016, when was the election? Think about it. November 1st, 2016. Jankowicz tweeted a Clinton tweet that included the elements of the Alpha Bank hoax, which was obviously later discredited. Nina tweeted out then, "Husband texts me, you have news to wake up to. Never thought it would be this. Confirms our worst fears about Trump. I'm horrified." She's retweeting a tweet from Hillary Clinton saying, quote, it's time for Trump to answer serious questions about his ties to Russia. Then there's an article from Slate. Four things you need to know about the Trump Organization's secret server to communicate with Russian Alpha Bank. Number one, it says Donald Trump has a secret server. Yes, Donald Trump. Number two, it was set up for communicating privately with a Putin-tied Russian bank called Alpha Bank. We know now that's also a lie. Three, when a reporter asked about it, they shut it down. That was also a lie. 1 week later, they create a new server with a different name for the same purpose. That is also a lie. Now, Hillary Clinton put that out the day before the election. And Nina Jankowicz, the woman who's supposed to be in charge of disinformation, tweeted out that disinformation. This hoax that was pushed by the Clinton campaign aide, Jake Sullivan, who now serves as the national security advisor to President Joe Biden, was in on it as well. Donald Trump Jr. tweeted out, Biden's current national security advisor was intimately involved in the activities for which Durham is now bringing indictments. Any self-respecting journalist should be demanding the White House's press secretary answer questions about this. He then tweeted a tweet from Hillary Clinton that says, computer scientists have apparently uncovered a covert server linking the Trump Organization to a Russia-based bank. Hillary Clinton tweeted out a statement from actually Jake Sullivan on the new report exposing Trump's secret line of communication to Russia. What did Jake Sullivan, the same Jake Sullivan, who is now the current national security advisor to Joe Biden, say in this lie that Nina Jankowicz, the head of disinformation, put out there?
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
Every week, we'll pick a new song from the list and talk about their placement on the revamped 2021 list.
We'll also have guests join us, ranging from the artists themselves to the producers, or simply other writers like ourselves who voted on them.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern-day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside and Britney Spears' Baby One More Time.
There's so many fascinating stories that have been forgotten, like Midnight Train to Georgia starting with a phone call to Farrah Fawcett, or how the Yeah Yeah Yeahs inspired Kelly Clarkson's banger Since You've Been Gone and Beyoncé's Hold Up. Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More Than a Movie is back with season two of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They're also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Quote, in response to a new report from Slate showing that the Trump Organization has a secret server registered to Trump Tower that has been covertly communicating with Russia, Hillary for America senior policy advisor Jake Sullivan released the following statement on Monday. Quote, this could be the most direct link yet, between Donald Trump and Moscow. Computer scientists have apparently uncovered a covert server linking the Trump Organization to a Russian-based bank. Now, Jake Sullivan, who's a national security advisor to Joe Biden right now, knew that this was total lies, propaganda to undermine a free and fair election in America, which is what Democrats, remember, were obsessed with, right? We shouldn't have outside influence. We shouldn't have Russian misinformation influence. We should protect our elections and have free and fair elections. And in fact, they were doing the exact same thing, undermining our elections. They were demanding that we fix. Jake Sullivan knew that this was a lie. He wasn't, you know, like, totally lied to by the Hillary Clinton campaign. He was a part of the lie. He knew they created the lie. He knew they created the fake server. He knew they created the Steele dossier. He knew that he and the DNC were the ones that created a connection that didn't exist between Donald Trump and Russia. And the woman who's in charge of policing disinformation echoed all the crap that I'm reading for you right now on social media. How perverted was the Hillary Clinton campaign and Jake Sullivan, who's now the national security advisor to Joe Biden? Here's his next statement. This secret hotline may be the key to unlocking the mystery of Trump's ties to Russia, which, again, don't exist. And they knew it because they're the ones that created the ties to Russia out of thin air. It certainly seems that the Trump Organization felt it had nothing to hide. Had something to hide, given that it apparently took steps to conceal the link when it was discovered by journalists. Now, again, all of this is political theater. All of this is a lie. Lies being put out to manipulate an election using Russia and disinformation, not even created by Russia, but created by the Hillary Clinton campaign and the Democratic National Committee, so that you would vote a different way in the election in just a day or two. This line of communication, Sullivan goes on to say, may help explain Trump's bizarre adoration of Vladimir Putin, an endorsement of so many pro-Kremlin positions throughout his campaign, which is also not true. In fact, the only person that seemed to have a bizarre adoration for Vladimir Putin was Hunter Biden, who was taking millions of dollars from oligarchs in Russia. One who was the mayor of Moscow's wife, who was the richest woman in Russia, and they had compromising information on him. The only person seemed to have a bizarre adoration for Vladimir Putin in Russia was Hunter Biden, who said that he had one of his laptops stolen by the Russians when he was hooking up with Russian prostitutes. We know this because it's on Hunter Biden's laptop in the video of him talking to a Russian hooker about how these Russians had stolen his laptop and they could blackmail him. Any of that going to be in this press release, a statement from Jake Sullivan on the new reports exposing Donald's secret line of communication to Russia, which didn't exist, that they made up? No, of course not. It raises even more troubling questions in light of Russia's masterminding of hacking efforts that are clearly intended to hurt Hillary Clinton's campaign, Jake Sullivan goes on to say. We can only assume that federal authorities will now explore this direct connection between Donald Trump and Russia as part of their existing probe into Russia's meddling in our elections, quote unquote. All of this is a lie, and this is the guy who's the national security advisor, Joe Biden, right now. Maybe now we understand why the whole world screwed up in Russia, in Ukraine, in Afghanistan. If this is your national security advisor and this is the type of propaganda he puts out to try to win an election, now you understand just how corrupt these people are. Now, Sullivan's role, by the way, has been mentioned in court filings by the special counsel. Of course, the media has not been forcing the White House to answer questions on why their national security advisor has his role being mentioned in court filings for the special prosecutor who is prosecuting former Clinton lawyer Michael Sullivan for lying to the FBI when he passed along information relating to the Alpha Bank allegations, claiming he was just a, quote, concerned citizen and not representing anybody when he was actually billing the Clinton campaign, Hillary Clinton, for his time at the FBI. He concealed his work that he was doing for Hillary Clinton and the DNC. The Washington Examiner, which first noted that Jankiewicz's Alpha Bank tweet, noted that Jankiewicz reportedly shared other collusion claims throughout 2016. It's the same woman that's supposed to be, you know, making sure we get rid of Russian disinformation, right? That's their job. What else did she put out that were lies? Well, in 2016, she spread misinformation about the Steele's dossier. It has obviously now been discredited because who was in charge of it? Hillary Clinton. The British's ex-spy that was hired by Fusion, which also was hired by the Clinton campaign's general counsel, a guy by the name of Mark Ellis. The New York Post also added the allegations about Trump and Alpha Bank are among the numerous false claims that have been spread in recent years by this disinformation czar at the Biden administration, Jankiewicz. A purported disinformation expert is how the White House has described her. Including doubt about the veracity of information contained on Hunter Biden's laptop. So when Hunter Biden's laptop came out, the same woman said it was a lie, said it wasn't true, said it wasn't real, said it's all fake. None of it is real. It's all a lie. This is the woman who's in charge of, quote, disinformation, deciding what's real and what's not, what's truthful and what's a lie in the United States of America, and your tax dollars are paying her to do this because she's, quote, an expert. In fact, Nina Jankiewicz has also testified in Congress and to the British Parliament, telling the British Parliament that last year that she supported the government setting standards for free speech online. She told Congress in 2020, the government should not be in the business of policing disinformation, the very responsibility with which she is now tasked in her role on the disinformation board. So what changed from 2020 to now? They lost an election. That's what happened. They don't like Joe Biden, and they're afraid that he's going to cost them the White House. So now they've got to control and manipulate the news media. You step back and you look at this and you realize they're now doing everything they can to keep these types of stories quiet. They understand how damning these stories are. This is disinformation chief has basically taken every major story that's been accurate about Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, and his brother, and she said they were lies. I'll give you another example. President Biden's Department of Homeland Security disinformation chief, Jankiewicz, defended Hunter Biden's corrupt dealings with Burisma Holdings during a July 2020 book interview, calling Biden and what he did as nothing but basically being an expert. Take a listen.
The accusation is that Hunter Biden, in serving on the board of a Ukrainian company, which, you know, he is allowed to do, he was not the only foreign expert serving on the board of a Ukrainian company, was involved in some corrupt behavior of that company. This company has been investigated for a long time. Burisma is the name of the company. There's never been any indication that Hunter Biden was involved in anything untoward. There are questions about whether he should have taken that board appointment, given his father's role as, you know, the Obama administration's main emissary to Ukraine. But that's not necessarily something that Joe Biden has control over. It certainly has nothing to do with Joe Biden's policies toward Ukraine. And this has, you know, spun into a whole other host of nonsense, basically, that Joe Biden withheld aid to Ukraine in order to get a resolution to this investigation into Burisma and get his son out of the limelight. It's just, it's a load of nonsense. The investigation that is in question was closed at the time that Biden was kind of doing a carrot and stick routine, which many diplomats do, related to Ukraine in order to get some financial reforms through and anti-corruption reforms. And there's a whole host of other allegations that just don't even bear repeating, but they basically come through these vectors of untrustworthy information in Ukrainian society to Rudy Giuliani, and then make their way to the president's ears.
So there it is. Biden's disinformation minister says there was nothing improper about Hunter Biden's role in Burisma. It's all fine. It's all above board. She defended Biden's corrupt dealing, saying this is just who he is. He sat on the board of the Ukrainian holding company, Burisma, in 2014, 15, 16, 17, 18, and 19. While Joe Biden was the vice president and campaigned for president during the 2020 election cycle, Hunter was compensated $83,000 a month as a board of director, which raises questions if Hunter was selling influence to his father in the Obama administration. Of course, Joe Biden and his disinformation team, right, they've denied at least seven times that Biden was involved in his son's business dealings. We now have evidence that shows that Joe Biden was involved in Hunter's business affairs at least 11 different times that we can prove. But if you listen to this disinformation woman, she'll tell you everything that is actual disinformation is real, as long as it helps Joe Biden and the Democratic Party. Please take this news we've broken today, share this podcast with your family or friends, and I will see you back here tomorrow.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside.
Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, this is Justin Richmond, host of the Broken Record Podcast. Join me along with co-host Leah Rose as we sit down with the artists you love to get unparalleled creative insight. You'll hear revealing interviews with some of the most legendary figures in music like Paul Simon, Usher, Pete Townsend, Damon Albarn of the Gorillaz, and Missy Elliott. And you'll hear from up-and-comers like jazz artist Leve, who told me about her fast rise to fame during the pandemic. Listen to Broken Record on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.